know that they put them, get out of the bedrooms and put no shoes on.
Well, you know, I think one reason some people are afraid of clouds is they've been taught that, you know, they run the storms.
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing
and
another.
Well, you don't go out in it, but I mean, you don't need to be afraid of it because nothing we can do about it.
Well, yes, it is, but I told you,
no.
I opened that front door and it looked bad. And I told her, I said, now, you know, people get killed by flying objects and storms. I said, now, honey, this refrigerator's here, the sinks and the stove, and the house caves in. See, this carport, that's about the first thing to go in a storm, they said. But you lay right down here on top of the floor. In other words, I'm going to be right there by you, and if it blows the roof off something falls in, our chances of surviving are much better.
Layla.
But I had that front door, you know, that's where the house explodes.
Well,
I tell you, Well, they can crack those cotton picking things just like a flood in it. And it's getting close to home. But I'm scared of them. I respect them.
It's one of these that have been bad.
All right, no way in Tuscaloosa, you know, part of town. They go in tired.
I spent last Friday in a storm cellar at my parents' house.
Well, I tell you, now that's when it got me. But what got me upset? It's all like a chicken noodle running around on the sky is falling. You see, I got nervous. And I did what I was supposed to, I came home. But it don't bother that woman at all. And I'm sort of like her. She's a hard shell Methodist. Her mother was one of these Cumberland Presbyterians.
Well, we had some neighbors one time afraid of a shanty. And these little clappers, come on, I'm going to the storm cellar. Now, I wouldn't go around there, but I mean, you know.
Church belongs to God. He says, I'm Methodist. I said, I'm a hard shell.